types of prayer. The types of prayer which seek first the desires and purposes of God are those that take up and take in the shape, subject, and our setting from what God has spoken in his word, the gospel. The Christian's life, Christians in your life, you yourself will speak to God with all kinds of different prayers, won't you? The way you pray varies from person to person, place to place, ministry to ministry. There can be a real variety in our types of prayer, can't there? But maybe for some of you that isn't actually the case. Maybe they're not so different. Perhaps the types of prayers you pray or you hear others pray are actually just a bit samey, stale, or dry. When it comes to the practice of prayer, we can find ourselves lost for words sometimes, can't we? And just without worthwhile things to say. Now, whether confident in your practice or struggling in the types of prayers you pray or you kind of share in, to help us, I want us to pause and think. What would you say your prayers are built on? Who designs and directs the prayers you pray? Is it pretty much just me and kind of whatever comes to mind? Is it just the way that we do it at church, in small group, at youth group, at young adults kind of stuff? Or is the way you pray patterned more after what God has spoken, fashioned by his truth, his good news, and his preferences? Let's look at what God's word has to say to help guide and enrich the types of prayers we pray. So first, types of prayer, the shape. The Bible offers us structures and movements to give shape to the type of prayers we pray. And they all sit in the context of Jesus's redemptive ministry. So I've got four for you. The first is acts, adoration or recollecting, if you like, confessing, thanksgiving, and supplication. So adoration or recalling, something to do with who God is and what he's done. C is the confession that then moves us to realize our frailty and our failure and so admit it and repent. And then T, thanksgiving, we appreciate what we can now have or what we're now given. And S, supplication, we can ask or request because of that thing or according to that reality. So you take holiness, for example, God is totally other. We are not. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us your holiness. And so now we ask that we can be distinct and different. It's trying to pattern the gospel call of encountering who God is, realizing who we are, appreciating what that means, and then living in response to that. You can follow the format of the Lord's Prayer. Come to the Father asking for his glory as we ask about the general needs of the kingdom, the specific needs of the kingdom, and acknowledge it's all about him and how much we want him to answer. You can take up the pattern of Paul's prayer. Paul considers a theological reality of the gospel, and then he prays the application of that to our lives. That's a great way to go. You can trace the form of a psalm or the Psalter. The psalms voice to God various righteous responses as we speak to him. These reactions range across life's experiences as we, as Christians, live under and with his Christ in the kingdom's tension of its coming, returning, and our waiting. Now, the biblical shape of the ways we can pray leads us to the subject. So the subject, that is the content and topics to fill all of our asks, if we kind of haven't already started doing that. So second, types of prayer, the subject. And I've got three for you this time. Three biblical subjects that I hear God talking about a lot and I see is people fill their prayers a lot, particularly throughout the New Testament letters. So the first, the coming kingdom. Everything evangelism, mission, contacts and conversion, protection and faithfulness in this work. Two, maturity in the kingdom, growing in the life and application of the kingdom's values, attitudes and actions. Three, the kingdom in the world, prayers for the people, powers and problems that we live among, that we can get along in that, get on with looking to their good and get busy being a distinctive people. The shape and subject of our prayers are then spoken in different settings, aren't they? So this is the third type of prayers, setting. Now, there's two main places in which we can pray, in private or in public, individually or corporately. And the types of prayers we take up will change in these settings as we take in the difference of praying with his gathered people or with ourselves. So private prayer. Private prayer is you talking about your world and expressing it in your particular way to the relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father. The shape and subject of these prayers will be said in their tone, tenure, and timing that fits your needs and will grow you in intimacy and humble prayer. Public prayer. Public prayer, whether up front or in small groups, is leading the gathering in speaking to our Father in one voice. Corporate prayer is most edifying as we consider those around us and in front of us and give them a prayer that they would want to own themselves. Rather than providing a prayer that is of a more personal nature, with the kind of hope that at the end those listening will decide to agree with what you've sort of put out there, personal concerns and innermost feelings have a place in your leadership of corporate prayer, but only as they relate to the corporate concerns of the gathering, yeah? So in the types of prayers you say in this setting, aim to have the shape and the subject capture the communal nature of prayer, using we and us and not I. Concentrate on your audience. What are the types of requests that are fitting for those present? Call for an invitation or response at the end or during the prayer. And amen. Do you agree? Lord, because of your mercy, hear our prayer. And we do it expectantly, confidently, intelligently, and authentically. So as you think about the way we pray as leaders, the types of prayers which seek first the desires and purposes of God are those that take up and take in the shape, the subject, and our setting from what God has spoken in his word, the gospel.